So I know I'm being a little presumptuous, but I'm going to now introduce you to the winner of the Bake Off 2017. Everybody knows it. It's Stephen.
Thanks very much for that.
There's a nervous laugh there from Stephen Carter-Bailey from Hertfordshire. We are so impressed that you're keeping up the kind of creaminess capital from round here in Hartsbeds, Bucks and Northants. Of course, two winners, Candice and Nadia, before. Do you think you can do it for Hertfordshire this year?
I'm going to give it my best shot, Gareth. I really will try hard for my people in Hertfordshire.
Fantastic. Now, you guys obviously already know who has won it.
Yeah.
So I know that you can't hint or anything like that about what's going on, but has it been extremely hard to keep the secret?
It's really horrible keeping secrets, full stop. This one is the hardest. I mean, it's not just this, but it's like entering and sort of getting onto the show. You have to keep that secret from family, and then you have this massive secret that the entire country wants to know the answer to. And it's clear, so I just smile through a lot of questions and ignore a lot of them.
Is there something in your contract that says, like, you're allowed to tell one special person, or is it literally like you literally can't even tell your partner? What's the deal?
You can't tell anybody. It's so strict, and I don't want to. Not that I wouldn't trust anyone of my friends or family, but I can barely trust myself, let alone anyone else.
Now, obviously, over the last few weeks, we've really enjoyed watching all of your incredible cakes, and you've now cooked for, you know, the baking king and queen, Prue Leith and Paul Hollywood. Who would your dream bake be for if you could cook for anyone?
Ooh, okay, there's a couple. I want to bake with Nigella Lawson because I just think it'd be a great laugh.
And, you know, it helps that she's easy on the eye.
It does help, yeah.
You could be like a cooking super couple or something. That'd be incredible. What would you cook with her?
Something with wine that we could drink whilst cooking.
And who else would you like to cook with?
Wow. James Martin would be a good laugh. And I'd really love to cook for Delia Smith as well. She's an old favourite of the family.
Fantastic. Now, watching you over the last couple of weeks, you are just so good. Surely there has to be a cake skeleton in the closet. Tell me about one time when it has gone hideously wrong in the baking kitchen.
In the baking kitchen?
Not necessarily one on the show, but just sometime when you've been expected to make a cake, it's a wedding the next day and it's gone totally wrong.
Oh, I've dropped one. I've made a cake for a friend's birthday and dropped it just as I was walking through the front door. There was a step I didn't realise, and it just launched, yeah.
And what kind of cake was that went all over their hallway?
It was a two-tier chocolate cake, of all things, as well. And it was a beige carpet.
Now, thank you so much for doing this interview. We know that right now you're currently sat in the car park outside your regular job.
Yes.
All your colleagues are inside at the moment. And what do you actually do for a regular job? Because apparently you've got some sort of background in marketing, but what is it?
I work in marketing. It's... It's not very exciting. No, I'm going to take that back.
Yeah, if your boss is listening, can you just... We'll edit this. So if you can say it's really exciting working in marketing, go.
It's very exciting working in marketing, especially for my company. I have fantastic colleagues who are very, very supportive. So by day, I'm at a computer, marketing things. And then I get home and bake stuff.
Okay. Now, last night watching Bake Off on the telly, there was a really great moment where Paul Hollywood just basically swapped places with you. He said, you come up there, you stand next to Prue Leith, I'm going to go sit down here, as if to say, look, I'm learning stuff off you. It was so perfect, that handbag bit of bread that you made. How did that feel?
That was absolutely incredible. Watching it back, I took one look at myself and remembered how, I don't know, like humbled but also slightly embarrassed. I mean, I went bright red. But I didn't know what he was doing. It was like when I thought he was going to smack me in week one when he offered a handshake. When he said, come here, I thought, I just don't trust you, mate. I'm not sure that you're not going to hit me again.
I'd like to know, is there sort of like a bit of an inside, a bit of gosh you can give us? For example, is there like a Bake Off WhatsApp group that you're in with all the other contestants that you kind of, I don't know, WhatsApp each other during the show and say, oh, do you remember when that person dropped this or that burnt that kind of thing? Is there anything, sort of little secret groups or anything you've got going together, or you go out for drinks with the other contestants?
We do meet up quite often. I'm meeting a couple of contestants this weekend, so we are really close. We don't live very close to one another, but we do make every effort to get together, go out for drinks. There is a WhatsApp group, and all you have to do is leave it for a couple of hours, and you come back to like 120 messages. So just constant, especially the day after the show as well. We do sort of support each other and look after one another in there.
And finally, just before you go, I expect you've done loads and loads of interviews already. I want you to do my work for me by telling me a question that somebody and everybody else has forgotten you to ask, but they should ask you because it's got a really interesting answer.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that one.
Is there a story that you haven't told about the Bake Off that nobody's thought to ask about because it was, I don't know, a bit obscure or just a story that no one knows about?
There are so many possible answers to that, Gareth, which are completely inappropriate.
Is this got to the point where you cannot say anything now because this is like, in your mind, is that Channel 4 Bake Off contract and thinking, I can't actually answer this one?
It's not just the Bake Off contract, it's the credibility of me and my fellow bakers. We are all very good human beings and we have no skeletons whatsoever. I don't think there's a question that I haven't been asked yet. To be honest, people are quite forward with asking questions, so... there's not really much else I can give away right now.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the winner, in my opinion, of the Bake Off this year. It's Stephen Carter-Bailey!
Thank you.